Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on,
son. What's good, y'all? It's Ed Lover. This is a come on, son. Welcome. In a minute, I'm going to have the opportunity to talk to one of the greatest hip-hop producers that the world has ever known. And the brother goes by the name of Havoc. And I know I have my phone in my hand for a reason, because I got to tell y'all first and foremost about Ghostface and Havoc's birthday parties on the 21st of May. And it's a birthday celebration with guest appearances, DJ Smooth, DJ Wala. And it's going to be on Broad Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey at XL Nights. That's the name of the spot, XL Nightlife. I've never been there before, but I'm quite sure it's going to be crazy. And it's presented by Water Team Entertainment, hashtag Jones Blog, hashtag Fatboy Fresh, with special guests Ja Rule and more. So I'm looking at this. It's Havoc's birthday and it's Ghostface Killah's birthday, XL Nightlife. 323 North Broad Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I know where that is very well. I've never been to the actual spot, but 323 North Broad Street in Elizabeth. I used to live in West Orange. I lived in Jersey City. So that is not a mystery to me, those places in Jersey, especially in Elizabeth in that area, because to frequent that spot a lot. Shout out to my man Starsky, my little brother that used to do a lot of parties in Elizabeth and other places. So I'm gonna get myself adjusted because Havoc is going to join me. Killah and Son, the podcast. And we're gonna be talking to Havoc in a little while. And I'm real excited to talk to Havoc because there are so many things that you can actually talk to Havoc about. I mean, what a career, right? I mean, Mobb Deep, Nas, Raekwon, the last album that he just did with Styles P, which is a banger. If y'all don't have that, go get it. There's so many things to talk to Havoc about. But don't forget that Havoc and Ghostface birthday celebration is on Saturday, May 21st, and it's at XL Nightlife, 323 North Broad Street in Elizabeth. 323 North Broad Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. DJ Smooth, DJ Wala, who's my man. I've known Wala a long time. I was just asking my man Dan about DJ Wala. And Ja Rule's a special guest. So it should be crazy. It's two icons in hip-hop. And I'm proud to say that they're icons, man. You know, hip-hop has grown up. You know, it's some people say hip-hop is like high school. You kind of graduate from it. But I don't think so. I think once you're in this fraternity that we call hip hop, once you get in and if you've done something substantial, like Havoc has done in his career, like Ghost has done, once you get in that piece, man, ain't no way. You just in, bro. You just in. So I'm waiting for Havoc to pop his head in here. And then we're gonna have a dope ass conversation about his career and about this birthday party on Saturday, May 21st. And that's at the XL Nightlife, 323 North Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's 323 North Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Okay, 9 to 3 a.m. in the morning. So you know how things go up in that part of 3 a.m. in the morning. So come party with Ghost and come party with Habit for Mobb Deep, because, you know, celebrate them brothers born day. Celebrate them brothers, man. Them brothers should be celebrated. That's for damn sure. Yeah, definitely got to do that. All right, so we're just going to chill for a minute, and we're going to wait for Havoc to pop his head in here, and then we will get this thing going on. All right, so y'all chill.
Come on, son,
What's up, Hav? Havoc, what's up? Yo, what up, brother?
What's good, L-Lover?
How you doing? First of all, man, let's talk about you and Ghost having a birthday party together. That's crazy. How'd y'all get that together?
I mean, you know, it was just crazy because, you know, Kay hit me up and I seen that, you know, Ghost was celebrating his birthday. And I was like, oh, snap. I'm like, that's my birthday. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, we didn't even know our birthdays was around the same time. So it just happened organically like that.
You know, that explains a lot, bro. Because my sister's birthday is that same day, the 21st of May. And my mom's birthday is the 29th. That explains a lot from your demeanor and you and Ghostface's demeanor and the way you guys carry yourselves as Gemini. You're kind of laid back. You're super laid back. You're quiet. You're very observant. But if it's time to pop off, y'all are ready to pop off.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? That's the Geminis in us. You know, we real laid back, reserved. You know what I mean? But when if it's time to pop off, we will pop off. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, brother. You are absolutely one of the most prolific hip-hop producers that we've ever had in the period, in the history of rap music, period. Right? You started with P in high school, and y'all formed the name of the game. The group was called, what was it, Poetical Prophets?
Poetical Prophets.
Poetical Prophets, and then y'all went from Poetical Prophets to Mobb Deep. What was that transition? Why did that happen?
Come on, son.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is brought to you by McDonald's. You know, it's an honor to be invited to a wedding, even more so when you're a part of that special day. It was the 1970s, and following a popular song of the day, Sheila got the best of Kenneth Love. McDonald's is a huge part of their lives, so naturally, that's where they got married. The owner let the young couple have the ceremony and reception there for a memorable and affordable day. Cheers to all the couples getting married this wedding season. I'm loving it.
Come on, son.
Well, you know, that's a real quick story. Back in those days, before we even got on, we was called Poetical Prophets, so we was like, you know, trying to move in and out the industry, meeting different people. And one of the peoples that we met was P. Diddy. His name was Puffy at the time. And we was trying to get a deal with Puff. And Puff wanted to sign us and everything. But he was like, yo, man, y'all got to change your name and from Poetical Prophets. So that sparked us to, like, think and, like, okay, you know, let's try to see what would be more a little bit more meaningful to what we who we are, you know what I mean? And we came up with Mobb Deep.
Were Poetical Prophets, was that a different type of rap than what Mobb Deep was doing?
It wasn't, actually. You know what I'm saying? It was the same type of rap, you know what I mean? But I think that we kind of, like, stepped out of teenageism, if that's a word, into, like, adulthood with Mobb Deep, right? Because with Poetical Prophets, you know, we was, you know, a little bit spitting about the ailments that teens have, you know what I'm saying, growing up in the hood, you know, like, kind of like just, you know, explaining from a teenage perspective. And then when we did Mobb Deep, it was like, nah, we in this. This is what we do. This is what we live. And this is what's happening. You know what I mean? From an adult kind of perspective. Like,
who was rapping first? Was it you or was it Prodigy? And how did y'all group?
Well, you know, we both met each other on some rap stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when I met him, he was rapping or whatever have you. And you know, at the time, Prodigy like kind of had different people like writing his rhymes and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as me and him became a group, you know, I wrote a rhyme or two in here for him or whatever, whatever. But when we did the Infamous album, I don't know what happened. This man became like one of the best writers of all time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was mind blowing. You know, to this day, I think about it and I'm like, yo, how did he get so good when other people was writing for him? But I just believe that he already always had it in him. You know what I mean? And, you know, the Infamous just brought it out of him.
What's the difference between Juvenile Hell? That was 4th and Broadway, right?
Yep.
And the Infamous. What's the difference between those two albums?
I'll tell you the difference. The difference was the experience, right? When we came in the industry with 4th and Broadway, we had a lack of experience, right? But 4th and Broadway gave us experience. And then we jumped onto Loud Records. So we kind of was like, I wouldn't say seasoned, but we kind of like, you know, we got our dose of the music industry and, you know, how records should be made and, you know, how we should cater to our fans. So that was the two big differences, takeaways, I would say, that was with Mobb Deep. It's like, one on one hand, coming in the game with 4th and Broadway, we didn't have no experience. And then being dropped from that label and being given a second chance with Loud Records, we had some type of experience and we wanted to move forward with that.
Who was it at Loud that brought y'all to Steve Rifkin's attention?
I would like to say Maddie C. You know, Maddie C and Scott Free. You know, they somehow, you know, our names landed on his desk. And Steve was just starting Loud Records at that time. He only had Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow. And then he gave y'all, that's a second chance, like crazy. Like, there's a rumor that was going around that once Nas dropped Illmatic, it made you guys say, listen, we got to step our game up.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. That's probably not even a rumor, you know what I mean? Because when you from Queensbridge and you put out a record, it don't do good, but you have your colleague up the block coming out with Illmatic, it sparks a fire in you. You know what I mean? It sparked a fire in the whole neighborhood. So it was natural.
Yeah, Queensbridge, man, I'm from Queens, but Queensbridge, Jamaica Queens and Queensbridge is like two totally different worlds, bro. Queensbridge, explain, if somebody just said, what is Queensbridge? Explain Queensbridge to people.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I was just in my car yesterday driving through, Jamaica Queens. And I was explaining to somebody, I was like, well, you know, I'm from like Long Island City part of Queens. It's very different from this part of Queens right here. But right. It's different because, you know, Jamaica Queens is like, you know, it's a lot of houses. And, you know, there are some projects out there. But sometimes people mistake Queens for being just all houses and something might be soft about it or whatever. But that's not the case at all. Me and you both know that. We from Queens. Queensbridge, you know, it's a big project. That one, the biggest on the Eastern Seaboard, probably in the whole United States.
That's what they say.
You know, it's a community in itself. You know what I mean? Just that one project alone. You know, a lot of things going on in there that you would expect. You know what I'm saying? A lot of love. You know what I mean? A lot of drama. You know what I mean? But that place builds character for better or for worse.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great, great artists from Shantae to Shan to Tragedy to... And the great Molly Mall and Nas and a lot of people come from Queensbridge, man.
And just like a lot of people come from, you know, Jamaica Queens with Q-Tip, Run DMC, LL Cool J, and all of that. So we all just was feeding off each other's energy. And just to touch on that again about Queensbridge with all of those artists, growing up seeing Molly Mall and MC Shan, it's like, it was so infectious, you know what I mean? And it made me say to myself, like, yo, I want to be like that.
Right. What made you guys go, one of the biggest records that you had when you dropped the Infamous was Shook Ones Part 2. What made you do a Part 2 to Shook Ones?
What made us do a Part 2 to Shook Ones was the simple fact that we did Part 1. Part 1 sounded, it was good, but, you know, we had the jitters because we just came off of a album that didn't do so good. You know what I mean? We tried our best, tried our hearts out. So we just was just paranoid, you know what I mean? So when we did Shook Ones Part 1, we was like, oh, this is cool, this is cool. But I think we could do better. And, you know, the A&Rs up there kind of pushed us to do a little bit better. Knew that we had more in us.
Right. So where did that beat come from, brother?
Yo, that beat just came from the hunger. You know what I'm saying? You know, I often listen to that record and say to myself, damn, who was that guy that made that record? You know what I mean? And I'm glad that I did. You know, it was just one of those things. It's like, you know, the universe just opened up for me. The stars was aligned up. I picked up a couple of dusty records off the floor and put it together.
Man, that joint is such a classic. I always say about Shook Ones Part 2, that's not the record to put on if you're around somebody that you got beef with. Even if you had beef with them in the third grade, the record just makes you feel, it gives you that certain feel. Like, it's like the best representative of Queensbridge, you know, from a sound point of view, that I think a lot of people don't even realize.
Come on, son.
This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out cigarsinternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover. Be sure to check out the return of Come On, Son, the web series exclusively on Patreon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.